So the verse of Quran says what? Are those who know and don't know equal? Are those who know and don't know equal? No. Not in the eyes of Islam. Who's supposed to be leading the Muslims? The ulama. So this is something else though, let me keep this in mind, let me explain this properly. I also, and I'm sure you probably have heard me say this, I don't believe in being naive when it comes to ulama either though. I don't believe in following just any alim, anybody who's got a mama. As long as you've got an imama, come and just talk and lead and, right? There's some people who are like that when it comes to the majalis of Imam Hussein. They don't care who speaks, what you say, they just want to see a warm body on the minbar and talk about Imam Hussein. You could be Yazid, but as long as you're talking about Imam Hussein, that's what's important. I don't care what you say, what you don't say. Right? That's just talk about. There's some people are like that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying being naive when it comes to ulama. I'm saying qualified ulama, people who have taqwa, people who have knowledge. Those who have knowledge are the people we're supposed to be following. One telltale sign for an alim who is problematic as if that alim, God forbid, has a problem with the revolution. That's a sign that, you know, we gotta watch out. Gotta be real careful about that guy. You don't like the leader? You got a problem with him? You hate him? That's a sign to, you know, okay,